Hello, you absolute beauty. Thanks for choosing Tidbits Pod. I'm Jack Tidball, the host. Just thought I'd nip back and record a little intro. Originally, this podcast went out completely unedited. And before talking, I thought it would be nice, you know, to capture like all the sounds of the forest and the rain and stuff to set the mood. The problem was that it just sounded like a podcast of white noise. So quite a few people were switching off after about 10 seconds or so. This first bit of pre-show ambiance that you're about to hear is particularly special because you actually hear me trip a bit before I'd even started talking, so not off to a good start. Anyway, from episode 3 onwards, I was trimming off the start and the end, and then it continues to improve from there, but I just thought I'd come back and give you a little heads up. And yeah, here comes episode 1. Trigger warning. This podcast may contain reference to the life and works of Roger Lloyd Pack. Or of course, might reference Lewis Osborne, who played a younger version in the popular prequel Rock and Chips. Anyway, 25th of October. Hope you're getting this ambience, but I'm out on a nice rainy walk in the woods. Absolutely lovely today. Yeah, this is awesome. But yeah, Jack Tidball here, welcome aboard. This is what I'm going to call Tidbits Pod. That makes sense actually, because I am a tidbit spod. That is a word, look it up. Oh, there goes a squirrel, that's nice. Locksmiths! Yeah, sorry, I just thought I'd do a quick shout out to the key workers. Seems to be quite, you know, the thing to do at the moment. So what's this all about? I hear no one ask. Well, this is just going to be a nice, gentle podcast of me giving little thoughts from the day, or I might go back through some old travel diaries, dig them out. I'll more likely go through little notes in my phone that I've sort of written to myself on nights out. Anything really. Whatever I bloody well fancy. So, sit back, relax, loosen that tie, kick off that fashionable footwear, perhaps pop your tootsies into a welcoming, plump pair of socks. Why not throw a lovely girthy log on the fire and recline whilst I give you a rundown of this season's must-haves for any red wine portfolio. How about the Bordeaux region? Delightful. Breadstick? Oh, wonderful. Yes, please, Margaret. Oh, man, I'm getting sidetracked already. Yeah, one of those phone notes that my friend JT always brings up was, oh god, must have been in Croydon about 2013, a place that was appropriately called Shush. Well, I assume that's because that was the noise all the local residents were making. Shush, god damn you. Well, I spent the night, oh what an arsehole. Yeah, I spent the night, like, you know, making notes on my phone
and I was telling everyone that I was a genius and I was going to quit my job and try my luck as a stand-up comedian, which never really came to fruition. Picture me there with my mate. Hi, Dimmy. Yeah, I've got inspiration flowing through me, Dimmy. Yeah, I'm a comedy genius, Dim. Come here, Dimmy. Yeah, so I'm having ideas, Dim. Shouting in his ear. Oh, God, what a prick. But yeah, I look back at those notes in the morning, and amongst loads of writing that wasn't even, you know, it wasn't even proper words, a lot of it. But one of the legible notes I written was the Fresh Prince theme, take the piss. And to this day, don't know how I was meant to expand on that. And thinking about it, I think I would have just seen that episode of Graham Norton that had Will Smith and Gary Barlow and I think maybe Tom Jones on the couch, and they get the audience to sing it, and then Gary's got the keyboard, and he, like, essentially he's taking the piss out of it, like, so I'm on top of being rude and obnoxious to all my mates that whole night, writing notes on my phone and getting confident, being a prick. Yeah, I was also ripping off Gary Barlow. Not a proud moment. So yeah, no doubt this podcast will get me cancelled at some point in the future. You know what? I'm assuming, that's just assuming, like, I'll ever have something to be cancelled from. Yeah, so I'll say this up top. Got a lot of grumbles, particularly in those phone notes. They're just absolute nonsense. And they often fall apart with even a tiny amount of scrutiny. So before we get too far, I just want to say sorry in advance. And might as well get the apologies out of the way now. And if anything particularly boils your blood, please just let me know privately. I've got an email made now for this. But yeah, just send me an email. And yeah, I'll sort my life out going forward from there. It's got a mat, got dripped on in my mouth. Grim. But yeah, I'm the kind of hypocrite that would sort of say, well, yeah, I was in the pub the other day and I just went, don't you just hate when people do that little awesome sign with their thumb and little finger, you know, the surfer dude pose, that, you know, the gesture that back in the day used to only sort of be like nans telling people through windows that someone's on the phone, like, you know, that little telephone thing, but it's a surfing thing now. Anyway, yeah, 2 minutes later he pulls up an album on Facebook, one of my Facebook albums, Honduras, August 2015, which is pretty much a whole album of me doing that pose. Whatever. Big moment for that album, actually. Helped me get over my fear of the sea. That's by the by. Let's have a little delve now. And I'll do those phone notes now before I wrap this up. Short and sweet for the first one. Okay, what have we got? Why does Will Smith... Will Smith again? Okay, it's pretty much he just inhabits my unconscious mind. So, yeah, oh, why is the French Prince print? According to the French... Fresh Prince. Why are we so shit? The French Prince would be a different thing. Anyway, you know, why does Will Smith know all of the words to Shrek when he's got the whole video shop to choose from? Yeah. Yeah, it's meant to, sort of make us think like, wow, he's watched Shrek a million times. It must be the only entertainment he has. What a lonely guy. I wonder how long it's been. Well, and I suppose the simple answer is just that he likes Shrek, innit? Well, I'm pretty sure he says straight after he's done that little act out, he goes, I like Shrek. So there's your answer, really. But yeah, I'm like that with Cool Runnings. Got loads of films, but always just stick on Cool Runnings if you need a bit of comfort. Need a bit of visual mashed potato. Well, that's pretty much killed that point straight away. Yeah, good start. But hopefully, when I get better at talking to myself, that's what this podcast can be for some of you. Kind of a sort of an audio mashed potato. That's what I strive to be. You ever see? Here's a segue. Bloody hell, what a pro. Look up on YouTube, Paul McCartney making mashed potatoes. Yeah, it is phenomenal. I think it's like a little promo video for one of Linda's cookbooks, and it's pretty much exactly what it says on the tin. So Paul McCartney, you know, he's got his nice haircut and that, and he's in a rubbish looking studio, and he's sort of on this builder's bench thing, and there's a big black and white picture projected behind him of two sort of two ladies, you know, nice dresses or whatever, in an old school kitchen, and it's just him, you know, just prepping and peeling potatoes and holding court. Well, just generally being Paul McCartney, really. But yeah, all the time, like, he's sort of talking about mashed potato as if he's just discovered man's red fire, and he's sharing his skills with the tribe. Yeah, it's good. I've got a few tips from him, particularly when he's cutting that onion and nearly he takes his hand off. Unbelievable. But yeah, I'll wrap this up. I suppose whilst we're on the subject of potatoes, you know that song, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off? Like the things the Gershwins, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers tap dancing on roller skates. You know, let's call the whole thing off. Clickety 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 click clickety. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a bit in that song where they're like, Fred goes, you say tomato and I say tomato. You say potato and I say potato. No, you don't, Fred. Nobody says potato. Literally find me one person that says potato and then I'll let that go. But yeah, I think he's also like, it starts off, I don't know whether he's, well, I don't know the whole backstory of it, but he sort of goes, oh, I haven't been on roller skates since I was a kid. And then he's, it's like this sort of seminal dance routine on rollerblades or roller skates with old Ginger. Yeah, sir. But here's me in the woods just taking the piss out of it, even though it's probably one of the most beautiful things ever captured. But yeah, let's cut this off now. Thanks for listening, you bloody, bloody beautiful blooming beaut. And yeah, I'll catch you next time. If you want to get in touch, the email address that I sort of spoke about earlier is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. tidbitspod@protonmail.com. All questions and abuse welcome. Of course, and sorry about all of the potato chat. You're my best buds. best bud. Yeah, tell your mates. Bye 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 bye.